Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, July 1st, 2024. Welcome to Day 1259. The Supreme Court ruled 6-3 that Donald Trump is entitled to absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts, but he enjoys no immunity for unofficial acts. The decision sends Trump's federal election subversion case back to the trial judge to determine which, if any, of his actions were part of his official duties and thus protected from prosecution. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the court, "The president is not above the law, but under our system of separated powers, the president may not be prosecuted for exercising his core constitutional powers, and he is entitled to at least presumptive immunity from prosecution for his official acts." Roberts continued, "That immunity applies equally to all occupants of the Oval Office." He also added that Trump asserted a far broader immunity than the limited one we have recognized and said, "Not everything the president does is official." Trump is facing 4 felony counts, including conspiracy to defraud the United States and obstruction of an official proceeding for his attempts to overturn his 2020 election loss to Biden. The court's decision likely ensures that Trump will not be tried before the election, and if he is reelected, Trump is expected to order the Justice Department to drop the charges against him or pardon himself. The judge overseeing Trump's January 6th case will now determine whether Trump's actions, including pressuring the DOJ to investigate unfounded claims of widespread election fraud and urging Mike Pence to refuse to certify the election results during the joint session of Congress on January 6th, are considered official. The Supreme Court's 3 liberal justices made clear in their dissent that they view the ruling by their conservative colleagues as a threat to democracy that will have disastrous consequences. Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote, "Today's decision to grant former presidents criminal immunity reshapes the institution of the presidency. It makes a mockery of the principle, foundational to our Constitution and system of government, that no man is above the law." She continued, "The damage has been done. The relationship between the president and the people he serves has shifted irrevocably. In every use of official power, the president is now a king above the law." She added, "When he uses his official powers in any way, under the majority's reasoning, he will now be insulated from criminal prosecution. Orders the Navy SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival? Immune. Organizes a military coup to hold on to power? Immune. Takes a bribe in exchange for a pardon? Immune. Immune, immune, immune." Trump, meanwhile, posted on his social network, "Big win for our Constitution and democracy." Moving on, the Supreme Court declined to rule on Republican-backed laws in Florida and Texas that regulate the content moderation practices of social media companies. Instead, the justices unanimously agreed to return the case to lower courts, saying the courts had failed to properly assess the First Amendment issues central to the dispute. Both laws seek to prevent social media companies from removing certain kinds of political speech, a response to allegations that the companies illegally censored conservative viewpoints, such as when Facebook, Twitter, and others banned Trump's accounts after the January 6th attack. Research, however, has suggested that claims of an anti-conservative bias on social media are unfounded. Meanwhile, Steve Bannon reported to prison to begin his 4-month prison sentence after he refused to comply with a congressional subpoena and the Supreme Court rejected his request to postpone his sentence while on appeal. Bannon was found guilty of 2 counts of contempt of Congress in 2022 after he defied a subpoena from the January 6th committee for testimony and documents. Outside of the correctional facility, Bannon said he was proud to go to prison. And finally, House Republicans sued Attorney General Merrick Garland to force the release of the audio recordings from Joe Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur. In Hur's report, he recommended no criminal charges related to Biden's handling of classified documents because Biden presented as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Biden later asserted executive privilege over the audio of his interview with Hur. Despite the DOJ previously making the full transcript available, the House Judiciary Committee filed a lawsuit asking the courts to enforce their subpoena and reject Biden's claim of executive privilege. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.